The future of America has never looked brighter. I can't wait until we're just a few months away from the 2024 election to see if President Biden will finally announce his candidacy. Either way, we all know he's locked in for the win. I can't see how anyone wouldn't vote for the most popular president in history. His campaign slogan, Build Back Better, has never been a truer statement. Think about all the building we've done over the last few years. We've built record inflation. We've built a record number of unexplained and totally coincidental, by the way, sudden adult deaths. We've eliminated the flu completely. No more 60 million cases of the flu every year. That's gone. That's vanished into thin air. We've given more taxpayer money to the most deserving foreign countries than ever before in history. We've helped the Biden family collect more bribes and payoffs than any criminal before in history. We've built a record number of military weapons that we've given to the Middle East. We've built a new set of rules that vilifies free speech. We've built a record number of factories, trains, processing plants, and more that need to be rebuilt after an unprecedented number of random fires that are totally normal, of course. We've built a strong, racist, free culture where everyone agrees white men are morally depraved psychopaths unable to comprehend their own inherent degeneracy. We've built more non-traditional women who are, of course, totally real women in positions previously occupied by men than ever before. In fact, we hope to eliminate all traditional women from every position in the government, schools, sports, entertainment, fashion, and media in an effort to repair the misogynistic evils of our past. Soon, we can look at even more future improvements, such as increased technologies to spy and track down every conservative, more prisons for unpatriotic constitutionalists. That's what they call themselves. More coffins and shallow graves, more apartments, more medically assisted suicide devices, more economically friendly food like crickets and beetles. Sounds appetizing to me. More skyrocketing inflation, more communist Chinese spy balloons, more arbitrary rules that only affect small businesses, more disinformation regulations, more blackouts, more shortages, more peaceful protests, more TikTok videos, more STDs, more satanic films and music. Of course, Satan doesn't exist, everyone. Just think of all the job opportunities this chaos, or I should say, communism, excuse me. How about social democracy will create? Although there is one downer, some people, and I use that word loosely, are not enthusiastic at all about the direction that we're headed as a country. And in my mind, they're a small, insignificant, meaningless, brainwashed, water-carrying, fascist party of racists who should be violently eradicated, peacefully. They have a putrefying disease of the mind, which can only be described as the Baptist bias.